We're in Simen Tov Mem Zayin in Hilchas Pesach. We are up to Siv Vav, and this time we'll be doing two Sifim, Vav and Zayin. Melach Shesomo B'meducha, says the Machaber, Siv Vav, salt that was put into a salt grinder. Mutter Limloach Bobosar B'Pesach, you are allowed to salt meat with it on Pesach, says the Rama, Mishum De'eno Maflit B'Tzonein, because salt is not going to draw out the flavor that has been absorbed into this grinder when it's cold. So this is a rule that we learned before. The halacha is that heat will be able to extract something from a keli. If you put a hot liquid into a keli, then that will have the ability to extract it. If you're dealing with something wet, if you have a puddle of, say, of water sitting in a pot for 24 hours, it won't be able to draw out the flavor. But if you simply put dry salt in there, salting does not have the ability to pull out the flavor that has been absorbed in this meducha. So if we're talking about a salt grinder in which they have in the past ground chametz, all you did was kept the salt in there, that would not make the salt chametz stick. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's a bas yomo, you use this grinder. Say it was common in those days that they would use a grinder for grinding up garlic together with bread. To make breadcrumbs with garlic, spiced breadcrumbs that they would be using in their cooking. So there, the meducha itself would be chametz stick, and say that was used within 24 hours. Nevertheless, simply keeping salt in there doesn't make the salt chametz stick. And even if it sat there for 24 hours, it would not be problematic, because we say that the concept of kvisha soaking only applies to a liquid. It does not apply to a solid. Now, what happens if you actually ground the salt in there? So that's already problematic. The Mechaber doesn't mention this here. He'll get into the halachas of grinding a little later, but the halacha is that the salt was actually ground. People would take a block of salt and would grind it in a grinder. If the salt was ground in a grinder that was used for grounding chametz, so that already is a problem because of duchke de sakina. The rule is that if you cut something sharp with a knife, the friction together with the sharpness of the food, we say that does have the ability to absorb. So if they use this grinder to grind salt, we would say that the pressure, the friction of the grinder on the salt would be able to pull the taste that has been absorbed into the grinder and take that out of the grinder and put that into the salt. Not only that, but we also had the rule that when you're dealing with something very sharp, it has the ability to take an old flavor and revive it. Even though we generally say that an eino ben yomo, something that absorbed a flavor 24 hours ago, we would say that flavor is no longer good and therefore doesn't count. In the case of something sharp, it will be able to revive that flavor. So that if you took an eino ben yomo, you had a grinder that was used for grinding chametz together with, again, together with garlic or something, in a way that it absorbed the chametz, we would say that if you now grind salt in it, even though it happened a long time ago, if you ground the salt, that will revive the flavor of the chametz, and the salt will absorb it, and that will be chametz stick. The Mishnah Berurah says that in his day it was uncommon to use a regular salt grinder for grinding actual chametz. The only thing that they used it for was to grind salt that sometimes had a crumb or two in it because they didn't check it unless they were using it for Pesach. So there he is makel, and he says that as long as you ground your salt in it before Pesach, that's all right. Now, the Bir Halacha mentions that if you're talking about a grinder that was used for a lot of chametz, so there, even in the Mechaber's case, where you didn't grind the salt in it, you just left the salt sitting in the container there. He said one should be machmer. This is a halacha that we learned with regard to these were the defusei gvina. These were the forms in which they actually allow cheese to ferment. The non-Jews, so that the Rishonim say that one should be machmir not to salt kosher cheese in there because since they were absorbed from a lot of treif, it was used with a lot of salt time and again. We say that even though salting doesn't normally extract, it can extract if it's dealing with a keli that absorbed a lot of iser. Similarly here with chametz, if you're dealing with a grinder that was used for a lot of chametz with salt time and again, we are afraid that in such a case, even salt sitting in it could absorb the flavor. So the Mechaber is talking about a grinder that is not designated for salting, for using salt or something sharp together with chametz in. It's just that on some rare occasion one used it for actual chametz. There, putting salt in it would not make the salt not good for Pesach. And then the Mishnah Berurah added that even if you actually grind the salt in it, it was done before Pesach, and you're not aware of ever having actually ground chametz in it, then the halacha would be that would be mutter too. Siv Zayin. Boser, that is unripe grapes. Boser shedochin kodem Pesach b'meduchis mechumatzos mutter liochlo b'pesach. The Machaber says that if you took unripe grapes and you ground them before Pesach in a grinder that was used for grinding chametz, it is still mutter to eat it for Pesach. Why is this? The Machaber shita is that boser, this unripe grape, although it's a bit sour, is not considered something sharp. Because it's not considered something sharp, the halacha is that it is only duchke de sakina with dover in a dover charef. It is only the friction when you're dealing with a food that is sharp that will be able to extract flavor. But if you're dealing with something that is not sharp, even though it was just ground, even though there was the friction of the knife, there is no absorption. This is the Mechaber Shita. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah mentions that in Yoredeya we paskin that all sour fruit is considered charef. And as a result of it, the halacha would be that unless you ground 60 times as much as the volume of the grinder, the food would actually be considered chametz thick. In Hefsid Maruba, one can rely on the Mechaber Shita that boser is not considered a dover charef. Now, furthermore, the Mechaber was talking about dochin kodem Pesach. How about on Pesach itself? And the Mechaber seems to hold that even when you're grinding something that is not a dover charef, if you do it on Pesach, it will actually absorb. It will actually absorb anyway. And we're going to see a little bit later that the Rama actually argues with that. So let's see. Haggah. The Rama says, why is it that the Mechaber told us that if you grind your unripe grapes in a chametz grinder, that it's mutter to eat it on Pesach? Haggah mishum de'eno maflit betzonin, because it's cold and there's no absorption into something cold. One more time, because the Mechaber shita is that it's not considered charif, so the friction does not cause absorption. Now the Rama says that even if it was done on Pesach itself, it will not be Aser. If the keli is clean, meaning if your only problem is the absorbed taste, the absorbed flavor will not be able to be extracted as long as the keli was clean. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that the Mechaber disagreed with that. The Mechaber was careful in saying Kodem Pesach. It is the Rama who's telling us that even on Pesach it is mutter. Whereas, of course, if the keli was not clean, then it wouldn't be good. Avlam chotcho besakin shel chametz tocha pesach yesh lahachmir destam sakin eino noki. Your average knife is not clean, meaning your average knife, especially a knife that has grooves, is generally not clean. Now, one has to appreciate that in the olden days, people did not really wash their knives very thoroughly, and especially knives that had grooves, they really lacked what it took to extract whatever was stuck inside the grooves. Therefore, your average knife was considered einanaki. V'yeshlochutz l'chometz hadovuk olav, and one would have to be choshish that there was actual chometz stuck on the outside of it. But even though you cut something with a chametz knife and we're not sure that the knife was totally clean, although we wouldn't eat that food in Pesach, if that got mixed up with other food, if that fell into something else, then we would eat that. We would actually eat that. Now, getting back to this halacha, remember we were talking about boser. We were talking about boser, we're talking about these unripe grapes, and the Mishnah Berurah told us that we don't follow this entire sif in Shulchan Aruch unless it's Hefsid Merubah, because we consider boser to be something sharp. We consider all sour fruit to be something sharp, and as a result of it, the friction will make it absorb whatever was absorbed into the meduche, into the grinder, before Pesach. Now, what about things that really are not charif, things that are not sharp? So the Mechaber's halacha would hold true. Now, here we would have a machlokas, the machaber and the ramah, where the machaber would say that if you ground something that is not sharp in a clean keli on Pesach, it'll be, even though the keli is chametz, it'll be kosher lePesach. And the ramah would hold that it isn't, unless you know for a fact that it's perfectly clean. If you know for a fact that it's perfectly clean, so there he said that it would be that the Ramah was matir. And according to the Mechaber, if it happened on Pesach, even if you knew that it was clean, the halacha would be that it would not be good. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's an Elia Rabba who says that when you grind things, they get, when you grind things up, so everything becomes absorbed very, very well. And therefore, we would say that there's no, it would have become bottle, and you're actually allowed to use it. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Now, what happens if you simply cut something with a knife that wasn't kosher lePesach? The halacha is all you have to do is wash it off. Now, with regard to a davar charev, something sharp that you cut with a clean chametz knife, the halacha is if you did this even before Pesach, it'll be aser because we say that something sharp will extract even something that is absorbed into the knife. The Mishnah Berurah points something out. There are many knives that we will consider chametz knives because they were sitting around the house all year long, but you never really cut anything hot with them. The hot chametz, that is. For example, your average fleishig knife, what chametz did you actually cut with it? What was it that you ate that was chametz thick? So unless you're talking about using it for cutting something, say that used ground meat together with breadcrumbs, or used it to cut a schnitzel, where it was actually chametz thick, the odds are that you never really used it for hot chametz. So this knife is not really a chametz knife, even though it was hanging around with all your chametz stuff all year long. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you cut something sharp with a chametz knife, but you don't remember ever using this knife for hot chametz, there's no reason why before Pesach it should be nesar, unless you think that the knife is actually filthy and has something in it. Now, with regard to the rule that the Rama said at the end, where if you cut something with a chametz knife that may be filthy, in which case it's also for use on Pesach, if the food mixed in with your Pesach food, the halacha would be that we wouldn't aser it. This is even if you don't have shishim against it. Some are machmir, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the knife wasn't clean, meaning that the knife wasn't washed off well, but in Hefsid Merubi he says that you can be makel. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes with the Chayyadam, and that's with regard to a bread knife. Your bread knife itself, although it was never used for hot chametz, is used on a regular basis with bread. We have reason to believe that there's a crumb or two stuck in it somewhere, and therefore if you use that for your Pesach food, you could not use that for Pesach. So again, if you cut something with a bread knife, there we are sure that there must be a minuscule crumb that is stuck somewhere. Even though you never used it for hot chametz, and therefore it would aser what you cut with it.